Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to enjoy while you fall asleep. This is your host coming at you from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and tonight we're digging into Season 4, Episode 11. This is Survivor Man, and I don't know if you're like me, but when you hear Survivor Man, and especially in the context of The Office, I mostly think of the shot where Michael is looking at the camera with his suit pants on his head and looking at the camera like, yeah, this is a normal way that you would essentially destroy your suit and survive out in the wild. Like, I can, so this is just one of those marquee episodes that I think any Office fan can pull a few quotes from or has a vivid memory of it, because it's one of the few that takes place outside of the office for a majority of the episode. Of course, now I'm just giving away the whole plot, but that's okay, because you already know the episode. This is a podcast for fans, super fans, and people just looking to relax and enjoy the show. I always love to highlight your amazing feedback and comments. I saw a few 5-star reviews come in. Thank you so much. Absolutely makes my day. And there was also a tweet about, The Office is going to be leaving Netflix at the end of the year. And I think, I watched The Office on my own media server. I've ripped the DVDs, and I have it all here, so it's not going to change any of my viewing habits, but I believe that a considerable reason for its current stature in pop culture is due to its Netflix availability. And I think you saw that when Scrubs left Netflix, it saw a similar decline in cultural relevance. And The Office is a force, and people will find a way to watch it. I think what remains to be seen is the audience portable, and will people flock to Peacock, pun intended, or will they just find something else to watch on Netflix, because Netflix does have a lot. But The Office is a singular show. I think it's super interesting, and I'm really curious what's going to happen here, because I know that it's just become, background to a lot of people's lives. Like, if you want something comfortable to put on, you just put The Office on. You just play. You kind of dip in, dip out. You know the show. And Friends is leaving as well, if it didn't already. So it's going to be an interesting few months in that regard. And yeah, if you're missing it on Netflix, why not come listen to me discuss it and narrate it in a super boring, tired way. If that's a good substitute, then eat your heart out. Anyway, I also wanted to give a big thank you and shout out to the One with Friends podcast. They had me on as a guest for their recent episode, and so I will link to that in the show notes. And so thank you to the ladies over there for having me on as a guest. And if you want to go check out their show, it seems like there is quite a bit of crossover. It's like, if you like The Office, if you like Parks and Rec, chances are, Friends is in that pantheon as well. And so, whether you're over there for Friends or for me, I appreciate if you go check that out. And you can check it out during the daytime. That is not a nighttime, sleepy time podcast. That is, that's just a regular podcast. And I had listened to a few of their episodes, and I'll save it for the episode. You can go check that out. So thank you to the Ones with Friends podcast. And I don't know if I'll keep doing guest spots. I feel like part of you know, what I'm trying to do here is provide an environment where you can relax and fall asleep. And I don't know. Feedback, as always, appreciated. I'll be over on Twitter. I respond to every DM. I read every message. And the dopamine hits and the serotonin hits that your feedback provide continue to fuel the show. So I greatly, greatly appreciate it. So let's get into the episode here. While we are in season 4, the supersized episodes are over. And we're back to the normal ones. But I do feel like this one is so packed. You know, it's packed with a lot of jokes, one-liners. It seems like it could be a supersized one, but it's not. It's a slim 20-minuter. So we start out with Toby in the kitchen talking to some of the other people in the office, and he's describing a camping trip. And everyone's like, oh, camping's great. Michael thinks it's funny that Phyllis was rock climbing with Bob. And then Phyllis lets us know that it was a camping trip with Ryan, that Michael was not invited. And Toby, like, has a little bit of sun. He's saying, oh, no more s'mores. Michael can't handle it. Looking very cranky. Toby is like, look, it was an amazing, beautiful time with guys. Michael's like, no one cares. Everybody in the office knows Michael wasn't invited here. And we are into our episode here. I was curious, too, for your feedback. Tomorrow, don't do it tonight. As always, the only thing I want you to do during the show is have your sleep timer set and go to sleep. And I'll talk about this on the next episode. So Michael was like, look, if I were to hypothetically ask you a camp trip, would you go? Jim says, look, I always say yes. I am always busy. I can't go today. I'm donating blood. Is there a limit to donating blood? Is that it? Toby camping seems a little lame. Bunch of guys making s'mores. Listen, you don't go camping. You go camping by yourself. Not with a group of guys frolicking. It's one guy or two guys if you can go. I want to find something out about myself. All the cliques and civics, politics, fluorescent lights and asbestos. I'm sick of it, Jim. Michael says, look, we used to watch Survivor Man. Oh yeah, this episode is directed by Paul Feig. Paul Feig, of course, I think I've mentioned in previous episodes, directed... amazing comedy director. You know, he's big with Melissa McCarthy and the Ghostbusters remake, but he eventually became showrunner of The Office, I believe, in season 4 or season 5. Dwight pulls out weapons. I keep strategic weaponry around the office. Pepper spray, Mr. A. knife in the folder. It's dangerous to keep weapons. It's better. Oh, here's a blow dart in the bathroom, in the top of the toilet. Michael's telling Pam he is taking a personal day. When we drive me deep into the Pennsylvania wilderness, where I will camp to either die or survive. Which choice is yours. I am leaving you in charge of the office for the next several days, Jim. This is very personal and private. I hope to be a completely changed human being when I return. Dwight is asked if he possesses the skills to survive in a hostile environment. No, I do not. You simulate a disaster, like a plane crash. The clothes you have on and the stuff you have in your pockets. This disaster is a serial killer who's abducted me. Dwight looks at the camera like, what? I would never leave you for dead. You would escape. I would make sure you were dead. I would take out your teeth and cut off your fingertips. They'd call me the overkill killer. Michael is tying a tie around his eyes. This way I can't retrace my steps. And Dwight hits him with a shoe. God, Dwight, stop it. Please allow me to have one cathartic experience in my life. I want to know if that was written. That was a great scene. Now we have Jim, or Angela is like, hey, what kind of cake do you want? Oscar's is week after next. Meredith's is at the end of the month. I have an idea. We'll do one big shared party. There are 13 people in this office. 13 times a year. Mike gets a cake, balloons, a joke gift, makes a toast. You either get a joke about how old you are, and the other one is something inappropriate, or both. He sings a high harmony to happy birthday, and he loves surprise parties. This is a great gift of Kelly. Oh yeah, and Oscar gets scared, and Phyllis. Getting these out of the way might be productive. One big fun party. Angela doesn't like it. Pam. Wow. Shaking things up, huh? I think it's a great idea. Oh. Pam in her dark blue sweater. Now we got Dwight coming out of the Sebring. We go from the deep in the forest. Just the two of us. Dwight is like signaling to the camera, come on, but stay back. Dwight's deliberately walking him through a bunch of shrubs. You wanted wilderness, you got it. Jim is sending a memo. We can all, let's celebrate birthday month in style today. Really cool. Just get out of the way at once. It can be fun, says Oscar. Look at the camera. Not happy. We have Dwight spinning Michael around. Behold. He hands him a knife, duct tape, gives him a hug. He's carrying a bag. Dwight is carrying a bag. Oh, Michael also has a tripod camera, and I can't, it's like a cereal in a bag, like a Ziploc bag, maybe. Meredith is like, I would really prefer devil's food cake. Green is like, listen, I hate devil's food cake. I don't want someone else to make the cake on my birthday. I want peach pie, birthday pie, a nice cobbler. I don't care who you talk to. Her creed, she'll know what that means. So now we have Michael setting up his tripod for the first shot in the interior of the vast Pennsylvania wilderness. Essentials, a knife, and a roll of duct tape. Fashion a shelter or make a water vessel. The sun is in the 2/3 easternly quadrant. I think I want to get more comfortable. The sun is depleting my resources. And you have Dwight, who's like, what? I said that I would leave him alone, but I lied. I will provide unseen moral support. I will let harm befall him. But I will even let him die, but I'll never let him lose his dignity. And then the next shot is Michael. That's the shot I was talking about where Steve Carell has muscular calves. The dude is buff. And he's like, yeah, look, here we go. Now he makes a pant leg hat. This is a beautiful piece of material. Kerchief. Keep my neck comfortable. Oh, he ripped his sleeves off his shirt too. Tuna. Me like you, the ice cream cake. Not your birthday. Fudgy the whale. The answer is no. Don't expect me to show up. Michael is now totally alone. I'm loving it. I can say anything I want. No one will hear me. That cool retreat. Jan has plastic boobs. I have hemorrhoids. I don't know why that to me is like a series quote I always think about. And now we have Dwight walking through the forest. He says, you know, Michael is a man of great depth. I hope he finds what he's looking for out here. Oh, he got Dwight has some food. This look is a little chillier. He duct taped this back together. Now he's like, look, a nice juicy rabbit would be delicious. And you've got Dwight cooking some food on a fire. This is I made a spear for my dinner. I have been without food for 3 hours. Starting to feel it. I think what's so great about this like little scene here is you can see that he like perfectly plays this tinge of sadness behind the minor level of confidence that he has. I think It is so well played. Happy birthday to you. What is Jim thinking? I like to know, Kevin says, I like to know when there's going to be a break. Stanley, I took extra insulin. If I don't have sugar, I might die. Eat an apple. Mind your own business. Nothing going on. Come on, gang. As Green rolls out, Michael has now tented his pants. To which he is laying up against a log. And you have a shot at Dwight. He's like, look, safety's on, see? Toby just got the word on a birthday. Great idea. Toby's like, oh yeah, let me hang out for a little bit here. My birthday was 2 months ago. There was no party. And everybody was in the parking lot when they celebrated it. So Toby's great. He's great. Sometimes. A little much. It's a cake, Toby. Come on. So this is just Jim's jumping into the deep end. Angela, you can't expect magic party owls. The peach cobbler fudging the whale. You see Andy's like, yes. Hey, everyone. Comment room? No. We're going to talk about it out here, in the bullpen. Who has problems with the birthday plan? Everyone. What am I supposed to do with 2 cakes and a pie? No one's touching my cobbler. Phyllis calls Jim Michael, and Jim looks. He says, I will always be forever haunted by that fact. Michael is now saying, look, nature's best mushrooms. And Dwight is like, oh no. No. He tackles him to the ground. And now we're back at the office singing happy birthday. And Michael comes in sweatpants, dear Cream, and takes the high note, crushes it, just crushes it. Rope, skip around the rope. Okay, alright. Man became civilized. Because he likes warmth and clothing and television. And a soft futon at the end of the day. I have a nice wood desk. I don't need fresh air. The freshest air around, AC. Look at this. Grand Canyon has a background on a computer. This is a really nice moment between Jim and Michael. What is it? What did I miss? tried to put all the birthdays together. Mike was like, oh, terrible idea, I did that. Rookie mistake. 10 years, you'll figure it out. James says, I don't think I'll be here in 10 years. Michael said, that's what I said. And it's just like a really, that's what she said. I never know. He said, that's what she said, I never know. I say stuff like that to lighten the tension. Things get hard, but that's what she said. Nice. Man, Steve Carell is so good. Bravo, my young ward. And that'll wrap Survivor Man. I hope that is help. I hope this helps. I'll see you next week. Good night. Sleep tight.